welcome to the Christian Science Daily Lift. Today we'll hear from William Wittenberry. He's a Christian scientist currently living in the Bay Area of California.
I did grow up in Christian Science in a household that was very supportive of it, and I did grow up attending the Christian Science Sunday School at our local branch church. But when I went away to undergrad, this was a real testing time. I did feel like I was really going out on my own, and I had to make my Christian Science practice my own. My coursework was really challenging and demanding, and so I was working to see through the idea that I was a limited mortal who only had so much capacity for getting work done or for cramming information for exams or trying to understand difficult material. In one situation in particular, we had a chemistry exam, and there was this one question that was just really hard. I had finished the rest of the exam, so I decided to just get really quiet and not focus too much on the actual problem, but instead focus on listening for how to be guided through this problem. And for about 10 minutes, I just focused on understanding all of God's creation as a reflection of what Christian scientists call the one mind, which is a synonym for God. God is not a person, but is rather an all-encompassing intelligence that undergirds the universe and is responsible for all intelligence that we experience. This answer just kind of popped into my head very insistently. It was a specific number. And the number that was insistently popping into my head was one of the four possible answers to this problem. So I thought, okay, well, I don't have anything else to go on. So I'm listening, God. Like, I'll pick this answer. So I did. And it turned out that was the correct answer to the problem. And the professor later admitted that it was excessively difficult for the exam. An even clearer example of this happened on a different exam that quarter. And similarly, because I'd had that other experience, I decided, okay, I'm going to try the same thing. I'm going to get really quiet and just focus on understanding that I, as a reflection of principle, which is another synonym for God, innately know how to approach this problem. And that time, instead, I got almost like this specific list of step-by-step directions for how to solve the problem. And what that means to me is that I am not subject to limitations that come from this idea that is so pervasive in modern society that we're a limited mortal, that we're running out of time, that we don't have enough capacity to do anything. Instead, I can lean on this idea that I am what God created me to be, which is good, which is upright, which is capable, and at all times able to respond to these different situations that we've been presented with a healing and loving outlook.
Thanks for joining us. We hope you'll join William and me on this week's Sentinel Watch podcast. The link is right on the Daily Lift page. We'll see you there.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.